Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4714.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would have to say my uncle. He's actually an engineer, and like a couple of years back he went back to teaching, so now he's doing that. And like part of the reason why I'm gonna become a physicist is because of him. He got me introduced to robotics and like science overall.
What do you aspire to be?
Like I just mentioned, I want to be a physicist. Although I haven't picked the specific field yet, I want to do some research and then probably do some, like, perhaps government contracting and then teach at the end.
How do you describe yourself as a human being?
Well, I think that I'm a good human being and I help others. Whether it's with homework or if I just see someone needing help, like in the street, like to walk across the street or something. It's just part of who I am.
What types of things make you happy?
There's a lot of things that make me happy. I'm a pretty happy person. I mean, it could just be like my favorite team winning or getting a good grade on a test. Or just realizing that, I don't know, NATO came up with something good and the world is a better place because of that.
What types of things make you sad?
There's not that many things that make me sad. It's usually just violence around the world and the way some people are really like rigid in their beliefs and they want to impose their ideology on others.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, when I was younger, I actually grew up on a farm, so I'm pretty used to like the country and being outdoors, and that's actually made me a lot better at like just like whenever I'm frustrated, I can just go outside and run. I can get rid of my frustration that way. I don't have to be inside like playing video games. I actually don't like video games. Or like being on the computer the whole time.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
I'm a really avid runner. I run all the time. And I sing, so those would be the two qualities.
How did you develop this attribute?
For running, I started when I was a little kid. I mean, my parents told me that I actually started running before I started walking, so it has always been part of me. And I stopped for a little bit, but then I realized that not running was just bothering me. So I started running again, and that's when I started running marathons.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I would think that the qualities they can have would be the ones that make up their personality, like a generous person, an honest person. Those would definitely be the best qualities that I can see in others. And, I mean, I like those qualities because I can trust a person that has them.
What quality would you like to see flourish and what would you like to see wither?
I would say I would like to see my patience flourish even more. And I guess the other side of that coin, my impatience disappeared.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, my parents always told me to never give up and always try my best. And I would always want for my kids to actually know that they can do whatever they want and whatever they decide to do, I would support.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Whenever I'm back home, we tend to go to the movies, eat out, and my mom, first, she always makes a lot of food. There's always too much food, so we end up like eating for like an hour. We go watch whatever is new in the theaters, and if I have time, I actually get to play with my siblings, go play some soccer or baseball.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I would have to say the first time I ever got a wristwatch, because I always wanted a wristwatch with a calculator on it, and it wasn't just like a simple wristwatch. It was like this $150 wristwatch that well, at the time I didn't know my parents bought for me, and I thought it was awesome. I mean, there were rules to like wearing the wristwatch. Like, I had to be really careful whenever I wore it, and like, I had to keep it in a special place so it wouldn't get all nasty.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
When I was younger, I used to play soccer all the time. I mean, I still do, but not as much as I used to. And I mean, I was part of the choir for a little bit, so that was fun.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
I don't really have a favorite book. I tend to read more to like be informed, not as a pastime. But if I had to pick, it'll probably be like something in like science fiction or like actually informational, like about the construction of the pyramids, how old they are, something like that.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Usually, if I have free time, whenever I have free time, I listen to music and sing along, probably dance along as well. And I tend to like watch a couple of hours of episodes for my favorite series, which I'm not up to date. And then after that, I go for a run. That's usually what I do.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Sometimes it kind of depends on the person and if they have like a specific image in mind. I was at a bar once and they told me that I looked like Enrique Iglesias. And when I was younger, one of my teachers actually told me that I looked like Nicolas Cage or a younger version of him. So I'm not sure. It just depends on the person.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
I would say a risk that I've taken is pretty much what I'm majoring in. It takes a lot to actually complete my major. And like for my immediate family, I'm actually first generation to go to college. So I know that statistically that's already against me because it's a lot harder to be the first one to go to college and then graduate and go to grad school and so on and so forth. But I'm gonna give it my all, see how it goes.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I guess I would like to interview perhaps one of the previous presidents. I would say either Lincoln or Kennedy. Because even without like the stuff that they did, they are the best presidents that we've had. And they're actually like really intelligent guys, so I wouldn't want to see their point of view. I mean, I know that it would be skewed because they would be placed out of time, and they would be thinking, well, for Lincoln, he would be thinking about slavery, and Kennedy would be, I don't know, in a more peaceful time compared to right now, although he was assassinated, so can't say anything. Well, they both were, but I would have to pick one of them.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I would have to say the first time I ever went river rafting, I was at a national park, and the group of people that I had gone with, they decided that it would be fun to actually go river rafting, and I pretty much had to do it, so I was like, yeah, sure. It was actually a lot of fun. I mean, I had never thought about it, but now I want to do it again.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
There is well, a really known theory, which is the theory of relativity, and it applies to a lot of things, but it basically changes the way I see things, because I mean, normal scale with simple objects that are moving at normal speeds, you don't have to worry about relativity, but I mean, you know that there's subatomic particles and things that move extremely fast, and then you have to consider that. And it's a new way of seeing things. And it's pretty interesting.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
That kind of sounds like every single time you figure out your physics homework or a really hard problem. It's like the sky, the clouds open up, and then the sun just shines on you, and you just realize how to do it. I couldn't really name just one instance because it does happen quite frequently sometimes, but I guess I would have to say that.
What is your approach to life?
I would have to say that you have to live life to its fullest potential, and I'm a firm believer that in order to live the best life that you can, you have to be, well, relaxed, not really sweat the small stuff, and keep a balance between body and mind. That's part of the reason why I am a physicist, and I run a lot.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Well, as soon as I left my hometown for college, I mean, I was super sheltered from everything else, and I hadn't really never been by myself. So, trying to adjust to living by myself, following my own schedule, and making sure that I used time wisely, that was pretty intense. And it took a little while for me to adjust, but I tend to bounce back pretty fast, so I mean, after I found a system that worked for me, then I was a lot better.
Who is your favorite actor?
I don't have a favorite actor, but I have like a recent actor that's pretty good. I would have to say Chris Hemsworth. Just like the whole persona that he portrays in all his roles. Besides, he's kind of a huge guy. He's pretty awesome.
What is your favorite dinner?
I would have to say, if my grandma was still alive, the tamales that she made were awesome. I actually don't eat tamales, but I would eat those because they're just so great.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I think the only board game that I played when I was a kid was Monopoly, and that was a lot of fun.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Well, I wake up, I stretch, and go to the restroom and take a shower. I used to incorporate some calisthenics, but now I tend to be a little pressure for time, so I had to take that out.
You are majoring in physics. When did you first become interested in this field?
Well, originally I wanted to be a doctor, and for the longest time I actually was studying and devoting all my time for that. And that was since I was in kindergarten. I wanted to be a doctor. But once I was about to go to college, I decided that I wanted to do something different and I wanted to try out engineering. So I started engineering in college and it wasn't exactly my cup of tea. But I was always good in physics and I wanted to do something pertaining to science, so I decided to go with that.
What are your plans upon graduation?
So right now I'm doing some research for some professors in college, and I want to use like them as actually like you need three letters of recommendation to go to grad school. So I'll use them and try to ask them to write a letter of recommendation for me, and that way I can go to grad school right as I finish my bachelor's.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
If I could go pro running, I would definitely do that. Just, I mean, it's my passion and that's what I do all the time. And actually, I have the potential to do that. But then, what would I do whenever I retire? And that's kind of the reason why I picked something that I can do till I'm 80 or something.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Hopefully, in 10 years, I'll be in Europe with my family, visiting Tuscany and a couple of other places, and kind of just enjoying life, absorbing the culture. And I really want to run in Europe, so that would definitely be fun.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I'm a really romantic guy, so I would say go to a fancy restaurant, order a three-course meal, have some champagne with that, some really smooth, classy music playing. After dinner, I probably would like to go for a walk on the beach and end the night with my significant other and a glass of wine, watching perhaps a romantic comedy or just a comedy, and falling asleep together in our arms.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I would think that my perfect girl would have to be someone who's as smart as me, or maybe a little bit smarter. Because there are things that I want for her to know that I don't know. And she has to be funny and adventurous. And she definitely has to keep up with me.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Mean, I thought about it for a while. I heard about it from a friend back in the day. And I mean, I wanted to help out families that cannot conceive, so might as well someone actually, I mean, have a better life because of me and be happier. And I'll feel a lot better knowing that I was part of that.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
For whomever is actually listening to this, I hope that if you decide to meet me, I am everything that you expect, and I'll try to live up to that.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4714.